Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
. 2020 has been a record-breaking year for Austin Pets Alive, and now Austin Pets Alive is hoping to raise $230,000 to help pets most at risk for euthanasia avoid it. And here to talk about that, the organization, and well, just kind of anything pet-related, shelter pet-related, is Katera from Austin Pets Alive. Online, it's austinpetsalive.org. Katera, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin once again.
Of course. I am so happy to be here and talk all things APA and pets.
And pets. I want to talk about that record-breaking year here in just a minute. But first, let's talk about those at-risk pets. What is it that makes a shelter pet more at risk for euthanasia than maybe some other shelter pets?
Shelter pets, specifically pets at municipal shelters, are at risk of euthanasia for a multitude of reasons. Oftentimes, it's just space and time. So a lot of times, these municipal shelters, just they don't have the resources to keep caring for pets for an extended period of time, whether that's a few weeks or a few months. And they run out of space because they're constantly intaking from the community as well. And so that puts pets at risk of euthanasia if they haven't been adopted or fostered, you know, in the time that they're allotted. And that's one of the reasons that Austin Pets Alive steps in, is to rescue those pets who don't have any time left at the shelter purely for space. But there's other reasons, too. And one of that is medical conditions. So if a pet in a municipal shelter or other rescue house is injured or has some sickness or disease that shelter doesn't have the capacity to care for, or the resources or the veterinarian, that's another reason that they might have to euthanize that pet, because they just simply don't have the ability to care for it. Again, another reason that Austin Pets Alive steps in, because we have our medical triage and wellness clinic that we treat all kinds of things there. And then there's also just the other standard things, like dogs being too big or having some displays of fear or aggression, and that could be dogs or cats. And again, it just goes back to the time and resources that these shelters just don't have the ability to care for these pets in the way that they need to. And so that's actually why Austin Pets Alive was created, was because there are these specific demographics of pets in municipal shelters who are getting euthanized, and they should have a chance at life. And so Austin Pets Alive stepped up and said, hey, why don't we create programs around those pets so that we can provide the resources and management that they need and get them into those forever homes that they deserve.
And if somebody's thinking about making a financial contribution, because I mentioned before you were trying to raise $230,000 for Austin Pets Alive, can you give some examples of what do you spend the money on? Where does it go? Is it just general day-to-day operation? Is it food? What do you need, I guess? Where does the money go?
It goes to absolutely everything. So everything we do goes back to our life-saving efforts. And as I mentioned, we have these programs that we created for the demographic of pets in municipal shelters that are getting euthanized disproportionately that we have to take in. And to give you an idea, it costs us about $100 just to intake one pet. So $230,000 would allow us to intake 2,300 pets. But that money also goes towards the medical care that some of these pets need. A lot of pets come in, unfortunately, hit by cars. You know, in the country, there's all these big, fast lanes and roads, and these dogs are getting hit by cars. So they have to come to our clinic, and our veterinarians and vet techs, they come in and they can kind of utilize that money to maybe provide surgery for these pets or just provide the basic medical care for them. That money goes towards our behavior team. So we take in dogs that have behavior issues that need to be managed and worked through. And we have a dog behavior team that will work for those dogs and with those dogs. And money goes towards that. We have a neonatal kitten nursery, which is the premier life-saving focus for orphaned kittens in Central Texas. And so we have feeders that come in round the clock, literally shift from midnight to 3 a.m. and 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. It's round the clock feeding. And money goes towards that to make sure that we can feed these orphaned kittens. We have so many pets on site that, you know, just need that extra care and enrichment. So toys and treats and love and more training. We have ringworm cats who need ringworm treatment. And so money will go towards that. So they can treat their ringworm because ringworm, while as serious as athletes that is in humans, cats get euthanized for it on the spot in most shelters. And we have an entire program set up for those cats because it takes just 3 to 6 weeks to treat. And it's really easy. All you need is some money to put behind it to treat it. And so money goes towards that. And our obviously overall operating costs, it costs us just about $30,000 every day to run our shelter. And so we have 1,500 pets in our care any given day. We have 200 staff members, 2,000 volunteers, and all of these things that are happening in order to keep these pets alive, get them healthy, get them trained. And so all of that money goes towards that life-saving.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Katara from Austin Pets Alive. Online, it's austinpetsalive.org. Is there a wish list? Obviously, financial contributions are probably at the top of your wish list. Is there also another kind of wish list at Austin Pets Alive?
Absolutely. We have an Amazon wish list that is updated regularly with our most pressing needs at any given time. Oftentimes, you'll see things like puppy pads on there, or one of my favorites is Gerber baby food. Which actually goes towards our cats and kittens. Sometimes cats get so stressed out in a shelter environment or a new environment that they go on a hunger strike and they love what we call junk food. And so something like chicken baby food is the best to a cat. So things like that on our wish list, training treats, training logs, Kongs, martingale collars, all of these supplies that if someone doesn't want to donate money, but they want to make sure that they bring us supplies, they can send directly to our doors without even having to leave their homes, which is even better in COVID times.
And you said that's available on a wish list through Amazon, right?
Yes. You can find it on our website, austinpetsalive.org. If you just hover over the donate tab, you'll see our wish list and you can click and see everything that we need right now.
Now, I read on the website, and we mentioned it earlier, that 2020 was a record-breaking year for Austin Pets Alive. Can you talk about what made 2020 a record-breaking year for you?
Absolutely. So this year it's been, you know, crazy and monumental, and the silver lining of that is that we've been able to save more pets than ever before. Last year in 2019, we took in just over 10,000 pets, and this year in 2020, we took in over 12,500. So we upped our intake by 2,500 pets, and that's only possible because of this year that presented itself to us. We were able to intake those pets because people stepped up and opened up new foster homes for us. So our first-time fosters increased by over 150% for both cats and dogs. We had something like 1,300 first-time cat fosters and 2,000 first-time dog fosters over the course of this year. And that's just new people who are saying, hey, I'm going to try out this fostering thing that I keep hearing about. Those foster homes allowed us to take in more pets from other shelters that had to close because of COVID. We also adopted out more pets than we ever have before. We've adopted out nearly 4,800 dogs, which is 4% more than last year. But for cats, we adopted out 6,200 cats, which is 28% more than last year. In addition to that, our neonatal kitten nursery that I talked about, we actually saved more kittens by August of this year than we did the entirety of 2019. And so all of these numbers, it's just all of these lives that are saved, honestly, because of COVID, because people were at home and they said, I can't do much, but I want to help. And so they opened up their homes to these fosters. They took in these neonatal kittens. They volunteered from home as best as they could, and they donated supplies. And, you know, we had less people on site. We had less animals on site at any given moment because of those foster homes, and we had less donations. but we managed to save more lives, and that is something that we're going to use to propel us forward, so that we can continue this trend of life saving even more so than we've ever done before.
And Katera, as we speak today, it's we recorded this on Thursday afternoon. It's cold outside. It's rainy outside. How does that impact the daily routine there at Austin Pets Alive when it's cold and wet like it is today?
Yeah, when it's cold, we do everything we can with what we have presented to us. So we do a lot with a little. And for our outdoor kennels that we have for our dogs, we have all of these plastic tarps that are clear and see-through with zips, and we zip them all up right when it gets cold. I think our threshold is about 50 degrees. We'll start zipping them up so the dog can stay extra cozy. They have their indoor bedrooms that we make sure that are extra cozy and warm when it is chilly out. We do have volunteers who will go around and put sweaters on our dogs that need it. And, you know, when it's rainy and chilly like this, our operations don't stop as far as walks or playgroups. The dogs still want to get out in the playgroup. They still want to go on walks. So we make sure that that's still happening. Even if it's raining, our staff and volunteers will go out, rain in the rare case to get snow, and often snow. And what we've been lucky because of COVID and because we have more foster homes, we haven't had as many pets on site as we do traditionally or in a normal year. And so that has allowed us to focus even more on the pets that are on site, on campus, so that they can get out a bit longer, or we can make sure that they're staying warm and they're getting even more one-on-one contact, so we can just, you know, double check, triple check that all of these pets are feeling safe and cozy, even if it is chilly and rainy like it is today or has been the past couple of days.
And I saw on the website there are kennel sponsorship opportunities. Is that still a thing? And if so, how does it work?
Oh, it sure is. So our kennel sponsorship is a really great way for people to get involved directly with all of these pets that go in and out of our kennels and cat condos every year. On average, 13 dogs go in and out of one kennel. So if you sponsor a kennel, it's $1,000 for the year. And you can start online on our website, austinpetslabs.org. You can choose to sponsor a kennel or a cat condo, and basically that $1,000 is going to be used towards those cats and dogs that are coming into the shelter. And you'll receive an email with the photo of the current resident of that kennel. You'll get to know a little bit about them. And you can actually also add in, you know, a note of why you're sponsoring. If you're sponsoring that kennel in honor of a pet that you used to have that passed away, that's a common one that people do. Is we currently have a kennel that's in honor of a dog named Delilah. And that owner gets to now see that there's a plaque on this kennel that these dogs are coming in and out of that get to have lives now because of that donation. So you go on our website, austinpetslabs.org. You can sponsor a kennel or a cat condo and let us know why you're sponsoring it, and we'll make sure you get a plaque up on that kennel. You'll get updates from our team on the pets that are in there and the lives that have been saved because of that donation. And it's a really good hands-on way to help out the shelter pets.
And Katera, I understand that another way to connect with Austin Pets Alive is through the Austin Pets Alive app. You've got a mobile app. Is that the case? And what can I do on the app?
Yeah, we launched an app this year, too. So this app is a really great way for people to monitor the dogs and cats that are coming in to our care, especially if they're looking for a specific kind of pet to foster or to adopt. So on our website, you can filter by the kind of pet that you're interested in, you know, for the specific size or breed or age, and you'll be able to view it all in one fell swoop. But with our app, you can input that into the app. So let's say you're looking for a dog that's under 30 pounds, is good with kids, good with dogs, and it's over 5 years old. You'd put that into the app, and then you allow push notifications. And the very second we intake a dog that meets those qualifications, you'll get a notification, and you can be the very first one to show interest. You know, for our dogs and cats that are maybe, like, younger, especially puppies and kittens, those can often get a lot of inquiries really fast, and it can be almost harder to adopt them because they're maybe more desirable. But if you have the app, you can get that notification and be one of the very first people to inquire about it and have a better opportunity to foster or to adopt. And it's also a really great way just to stay in touch with us on the go. We can put on our events when we are doing events again. We'll have a new section there so you can see what we've been up to. And then, of course, our fostering and adoption efforts.
And as we start to run out of time, I'll give you the last 30 seconds. What didn't we get into today? What would you like to add that we didn't get a chance to tackle?
I would just say as 2021 approaches and as we're getting into this year, if you've been thinking about fostering or adopting, now is the time. We have seen a slow in fostering and adoption towards the end of 2020, but we'd love to get all these pets that are so deserving into home. And so if you're interested, definitely come to our website, austinpetsalive.org. We are still closed to walk-in traffic, so that's where it all begins.
All right, that's Katara, Austin Pets Alive. Again, it's austinpetsalive.org. Katara, I appreciate you joining us once again here on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.